This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, I approach it. I'm not saying Tampa Bay should look at it and say they're not as good as Kansas City. But, you know, when you're on the road against the defending world champs and you've got them on the ropes and you get a chance to win a game, you know, on one play, I think you got to do that. And we've seen this too many times.
Well, when Troy Aikman wants you to go for two, you probably should. Because he's not exactly the most progressive thinker in the sport. But, yeah, is Todd Bowles, I mean, half a minute left? Touchdown to make it 24-23. The Buccaneers happily kick the point. They take the point. That's what we should say, take. Because we know around here, extra points are always a sure thing. Take the point, and that game goes to overtime, and they lose. Because Kansas City never loses in overtime.
Did they call the timeout before they scored the touchdown, too? Like they left time intentionally for Kansas City to get them. And Kansas City didn't, so, I mean, okay, but, like, what?
When they got the ball to the one on first down, they called the timeout. I think they probably just didn't know what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Maybe. Not enough time to... Well, that's another one we know a little bit about. How much time is enough time
when it comes to the Chiefs? That's my point here. That you're playing that opponent. Did Todd Bowles watch the league? Like, did you think, like, maybe, hey, you know what? Time running down to 2 seconds left won't be the worst thing in the world for us here. But you make a, you know, they want to make sure they get their right play, all of that. And so, sure, it's defensible a little, I think. I still think you want to run it down.
Well, if we know our next guest well enough, and I hope that we do, Trista Crick on the Westher Hotline. I'm guessing that if she's watching the end of that game, she's thinking about how many people would lose in Survivor if Kansas City got beat. So, Trista, I'm guessing your heart was with the Bucks.
Heart was with the Bucks, baby. That's all you can do is root to try to win money. So if we had, for those who are not really up to speed on the fact that me and you are a Survivor squad, we're a team. I made the mistake. Well, I don't know if it was a mistake. I mean, it's still fine. But I tried to change our pick from, well, I did. I changed our pick from Cincinnati because I thought that was chalky and everybody was going to take them against the Raiders. And I lost the last time in Survivor on the Bengals against the Commanders. And I couldn't lose twice on the same team. I just, you know, fool me once, shame on me kind of a thing. And so we ended up taking the Rams, which could have been the most dramatic game, not only of the slate, but for any Survivor pick for me in recent memory.
That would have, had they lost, which they almost did, that would have made today very difficult for me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I might have canceled.
I might have said, we got this hockey game tonight that's just too important. So we just can't. We might just not be able to get you on today.
Sabres Senators on the 5th of November.
Pucks.
Huge game.
We know TK Pucks doesn't come out until like May.
Battling for 7th in the Atlantic Division.
So anyway, but well, hey, you got there.
I'm glad it all worked out for both of you.
You got there. The Rams did it.
Oh, man. All it took was to go for it on 4th-and-1 close to the red zone in overtime in order for that to happen. I mean, the odds of winning that game at that point in time were like almost zero, and somehow we survived. That's all that matters is we've survived.
That's an interesting division, isn't it? Arizona beats the Bears pretty badly. They have the lead. San Francisco was the chalk, but they're just 500. They've had injuries. And then you have the Rams and Seattle. I think they're all within a game of each other about the halfway point of the season. We can't actually have a halfway point anymore because they made it 17 games. But that who would you pick? Would it have to be the Niners or maybe not in the NFC West?
Man, I hate to still go Rams.
You're Rams.
They didn't look great, especially defending the run. Kenneth Walker was all over them, and I know that DK was out, but also Puka got ejected for deciding to put hands on another grown man in the middle of the game. I still think the Rams, when they're fully healthy, which they haven't been really all year, are in terms of coaching, in terms of both sides of the ball. Obviously, Jared Verse looks really good. I still think, just based on what they have when they're fully healthy compared to how many guys are going to be out for the Niners. I know Christian McCaffrey is supposed to come back at some point soon, but Ayuk is out for the rest of the year. And CMC, like, we have no idea what he's going to look like when he's fully healthy. So if I had to take any team, which I really don't want to do, I think I still roll with the Rams.
Niners the favorite, plus 125 at BetMGM. Arizona second at plus 200. I mean, they have some good wins,
including a drubbing of the Rams.
And they beat the Niners in San Francisco. Right. So they've got a little bit. Maybe it's just because they're the Cardinals. They just can't be good.
I feel that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We should see through that kind of thing. Trista, so the Bills eventually take down Miami. I mean, I'm sure you can appreciate just how one-sided that rivalry has been. And you have a Dolphins team that has its problems, but what are those guys thinking about as Tyler Bass makes a 61-yard field goal to beat them on what for them was, I would say, a pretty good day? And now it's, unless there's a playoff, a big comeback by Miami this year, it'll be next season at the earliest before the Dolphins get another crack at the Bills and another chance to rewrite the script here when it comes to this division.
Yeah, I think you have to be kind of like delusional if you're the Dolphins to think that you're going to really compete with the Bills on any level anytime soon. Just because I don't know how long we're going to be able to see sustained health from Tua, really. Like, he has had, last year he was healthy, but other than that, throughout his career, not just in the NFL but also in college, he just sustained injury after injury. And obviously the concussions are something that you have to be super concerned about. Miami, when they're fully healthy, they're loaded offensively. Defensively, still big problems. You have to think Mike McDaniel might be under scrutiny and be on the hot seat. So, yeah, at this point, the Bills, it feels like, have this division kind of indefinitely. And that's probably the best news. And kind of a double-edged sword, because at the end of the day, and I've been there so many times before as a Cowboys fan, when you win the NFC East and you just know kind of what your ceiling is, I guess that's what you hang your hat on.
You know, it might be, I don't know if you can bet this, but Bulldog, maybe would you bet the next team other than the Bills to win the AFC East is New England?
Ooh.
Or is that just kind of all equal? Are they all equal for this? Like, will the Bills taper off, just have a bad year at a point where New England is the team that might be the likeliest to beat them out? Or is that just too hard to know?
It's awfully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hard to know. I do like the quarterback a lot, but they still have a lot to get done before they're even decent, I think. Like, I wouldn't expect, as well as May might play from here to the wire, I don't think one off season, like this coming off season, is going to be enough for them to stabilize everything else that needs stabilizing on that roster.
And it's not like they look like a well-oiled machine either, like coaching and everything.
But but this is long range. So it's not really just about next year. But I still feel like the Dolphins, I respect this point that Trista's making about Tua and his health. It has been a consistent problem for him. I still like their talent a lot. I mean, I think they had a really tough outcome on Sunday. Like, he was great here on Sunday against the Bills, Tua. And I don't know how much better they can do, and they still got beat by a 61-yard kick.
Yeah, I think, too, you have to think about not just Tua's health, but, like, Raheem Mostert's pretty old. They're going to need to get in, and they just did with Jalen Wright, and maybe we don't know what Jalen Wright is. But you've got Devon Achane, who has had his share of injuries as well throughout sustained multiple games, not just this season, but last season also, right? And Raheem Mostert's older. Tyreek Hill is getting older. So they need to continue to replenish the roster. As of right now, this offense has all of the pieces that you would want, but you kind of, if you're thinking about them as like a dynasty fantasy team, you're going to have to figure out younger guys to pick up along the way and continue to, you know, replete your cupboards, because over time they're just going to continue to erode in terms of their productivity.
With Trista Crick, NFC, Detroit is the story. I mean, Washington is too, but Detroit with that win in Green Bay, the conversation this week seems to be, are they the best team in the NFL, and maybe by more than a little bit? I don't know, is that too aggressive on the Lions? 5-1 to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think I could bet that at that price.
Yeah, I think we got to see the Lions-Vikings matchup too. I think the Vikings are kind of still being slept on a little bit. Couple bad games for them, and you think, okay, like, you lose to the Rams. That showing against the Colts wasn't great, and, you know, a close one against the Lions a couple of weeks ago. So I want to see that next game, and that's in January. So I'm interested in that. But again, like, we've continued to talk about the Commanders, and I am a lowly, sad, down in the dumps Dallas Cowboys fan, getting memes and mean things sent to me regarding the Commanders every week. But you get Marshawn Lattimore, which they needed some talent in the back end. That's kind of the one knock that we've talked about them having defensively this year specifically, is just, you know, defense through the air. That's big. When we've got guys asking to go to Washington, what world are we living in?
Yeah, what's it like there? You're in the area, right, still? You're always somewhere new.
I'm fully in Commander's country. People are elated. I went to the pumpkin patch yesterday, Cox Farms, and awesome. Hay rides, big time slides, forest walks, corn mazes, all that. I saw so many kids in Jaden Daniels jerseys, Terry McLaurin jerseys. It was just a Commander's fiesta. If you're anywhere in the DMV, like in a Starbucks on a Sunday, you've got tons of people, not only with the gear on, but their SUVs have got streamers on. Elation is the feeling, and also a little bit of, like, we'll call it paranoid optimism. Could this be, you know, could it actually be different than the RG3 era? Because the Jaden Daniels RG3 comparisons are not going to stop until we get a couple of years, 3 years of sustained health from a skinny guy like Jaden, especially after he had that rib injury. So I think people for a while are just going to be kind of like on the edge of their seat, holding their breath for something bad to happen, but it does feel different here.
It should. I think the timing of Daniels arriving and their ascension here coinciding so closely with the change in ownership, I mean, those fans must feel like they can breathe again, you know, because it's definitely no fun to feel like you should be embarrassed to be a fan of your team. And I think Washington absolutely met that threshold and then some under Daniel Snyder. So, I mean, new broom sweeps clean and all of that. Like, you were going to be in a good place emotionally with your attachment to that team anyway, just by his being gone, Snyder. Yeah. But now, holy cow, like, this you just grabbed a hold of this meteor and you're going for a ride on top of that.
And then you add the fact that, like, you know, they're looking around at the rest of the NFC East. Everybody looks kind of vulnerable. And then on top of that, you guys know I used to do shows on WFAN. One of the things that I said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was like, if you're the Giants, you need to tank. You need to get that dynasty quarterback, like the guy that you can really hang your hat on, the guy that can change everything. They had the ability last year to lose just as many games as Washington did. So I don't know how you see a quarterback class like we saw and still end up being mediocre enough to not get one of the top quarterbacks in the class.
Trista, we've got about a minute. What's the story of the NBA season so far?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I would say the Cavs. To me, the Cavs are 7-8-0. Like, are they for real? New Kenny Atkinson, just a lot of parity in the East. I think only two teams are above 500 in the East. And just the Warriors, our Dubs, continuing to just be good.
Love that. Good to know. Any questions for us today?
Well, we've got about a minute, so I don't have any time.
No, okay. Next week. And we'll
talk. The Lincoln Lawyer is back, guys. The Lincoln Lawyer, Season 3, Netflix. It's really, really good.
The Lincoln Lawyer?
Yeah, what? You don't know it?
I don't.
I feel like you guys should know it.
I'm glad to know
it. No, I watched the Apple Lincoln thing. That was in the spring, I think. I didn't know about this Netflix thing.
Let's go.
Netflix, Lincoln Lawyer. Check it out.
So much free time. Can't wait to watch all of it. All right, Trista.
Oh, my God. You're so annoyingly pessimistic. Like, I can't even believe it.
I'm sure it's good. If you like it, I'm sure I would like it. I mean that. Thank you, Trista. Talk next week or, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye. Trista Crick on the Western Hotline. Check out her podcast, Heat Check, on the NBA, formerly BetMGM Tonight. Alex Gold on the Chiefs coming up at 4, 8-0. Bills 7-2. They'll each play this Sunday, I guess. I mean, they're just going to go ahead and do that. The Bills in Indianapolis, the Chiefs against the Broncos, and then Kansas City comes to Buffalo week after. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Sabres and Senators downtown tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.